So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
I was in college. I dated this guy named Ben. We dated for about 2 years, and he was a year ahead of me. So when I was a senior, he had already graduated and moved away. Very, very far away. So I decided we were having a very long-term relationship. Long-distance relationship is what I meant. I was going to go at Christmas, and I was going to spend my Christmas vacation with him. He had moved to a very small city of 9 million people in central China. So I called my parents and said, hey, sorry, I'm not coming home for Christmas this year. I'm going to spend Christmas in China. And I got on a plane in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I took a plane to somewhere else, I don't know, Kansas or something, to Chicago. And from Chicago to Beijing. It was only like 72 hours, I don't know, a lot. And I got off the plane in Beijing and they said, they picked me up, his boss had picked me up in Beijing and she said, all right, come on, you're gonna go to the train station now and you're gonna take an 8-hour overnight train to Zhengzhou, where my husband was living. Great. So I get on this 8-hour overnight train ride and I try to get some sleep. And I finally get to Zhengzhou and I get to my husband's apartment around 5 o'clock in the morning. Hey, it's me, I'm here, I made it to the other side of the world. And he's super excited, he said, yeah, let's go get some breakfast. And so we go and get some breakfast, he's like, but we're gonna pick it up on the way to the train station. The what? Yeah, we're going back to the train station. Did I forget to tell you? We're not staying in Zhengzhou for Christmas. We're going to Shanghai. Yay! So we go back to the train station. That's okay. I can handle this. So we get another train, only 5 or 6 hours to Shanghai. And we get to Shanghai. I don't even know. My soul hadn't caught up with me yet. It was probably in the afternoon. I don't know. But I knew it was Christmas Eve. I knew that much. We were spending Christmas in Shanghai because it was the most westernized city in China. Westernized. So we're going there, they said, you can celebrate Christmas here because they have Christmas trees in the shopping centers with Christmas lights. And that's all. It's just some Christmas trees. So we got there and we dropped our things off in the hotel and we were gonna go explore the city. We start walking through the extremely crowded streets of Shanghai, and coming towards me is this little 12-year-old boy about as tall as me. I'm about as tall as a 12-year-old boy. And he comes walking towards me and shoulder checks me. And it all falls apart. And I absolutely lose my mind. What is wrong with you? Why would he run into me? Little did I know, like every college girl would hope, when I went to go visit my boyfriend, I was hoping so hard he would propose to me. How cool would it be to get proposed to in Shanghai on Christmas? That night he goes back to his hotel and he looks at the engagement ring he had purchased that he thought might be white gold. It wasn't. And he looked at it and he thought about that 12-year-old boy and he said, I don't know. Is this the right decision? Do I want to marry a woman who's going to get mad at a 12-year-old boy for accidentally running into her? But he made the right decision. Yes. Yes is the answer to that. You do. So the next morning, completely by surprise, we come down to the lobby of our hotel. It was me and my boyfriend and about 5 of our friends. And we were all meeting up in the morning to get ready to go out for the day's tourist activities. And I'm told at that time that the 5 of them are going antique shopping and me and my boyfriend are going somewhere else. Where? I don't know. He's not a great communicator. So, okay, we're going somewhere else. So we get in a cab, and he says, we're going to go to the Pearl Tower. Do you know what the Pearl Tower is? No. I have not studied up on my Chinese geography that well. But apparently, if you look at the skyline of Shanghai, every time you see the picture of the skyline of Shanghai, you will see the Pearl Tower. It is a radio tower with three red balls, pearls. And every one has an observation deck, and you can look out over the entire city of Shanghai. It is also called the Eiffel Tower of the East. How cool. Okay. So, of course, I'm getting nervous. Oh, this might be it. This might be it. And we go to the Pearl Tower, and we get there, and I see the prices to go up to these observation decks. And the middle one is about 7 yuan. Reasonable. But to go all the way to the top, it's 250. And I am a frugal, reasonable woman. And I said, no, we're not going to the top. The middle's just fine. You see the top up there, it's swaying. We can stick with the middle. And he looked at me very intensely and said, no, this only happens once in a lifetime. We're going all the way to the top. Okay, so we're going all the way to the top. We go up to the top and he awkwardly proposes. It took about 45 minutes. And in which he asked me, which knee am I supposed to get down on? It doesn't matter, just do it. So he proposed, and I'm super excited. I've got this gorgeous ring on my hand. Let's go tell our friends. We've got to go tell everyone. We finally got engaged. And we get down to the bottom, and he looks at me, and he says, I just spent all of my money to get to the top. Great, I just got here. I don't have Chinese money. So, what are we supposed to do here? It's like, well, I guess we're gonna walk through Shanghai to go find our friends. So we walked for 3 miles, three very long miles through Shanghai to finally get to tell our friends our exciting news that we had finally gotten married, engaged in Shanghai on Christmas Day, just like the college girl and me had wished.